Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes. Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Australia.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day.
Big day, ARIA night. We'll get to that in just a moment. Big show today, though.
It is a big show.
We're going to have How Dare You. Hasn't been up and running for a while. All in honour of Greta Thunberg.
Yep.
We'll see how outraged you are. If and when you're interested, 133353. It's coming up very shortly.
We've got an update on the Dresden heist.
Yes, we may or may not be doing that today.
Oh, yes, I just realised that.
I may be putting that into Clown of the Week.
Oh, really?
I've made an executive decision.
Okay, it's on the news everywhere. That's why I'm a bit obsessed with it.
Okay, guess what?
What?
Pub Shout, up and running, Brick Lane party. It's happening next week. I am on the road, people, doing a lap around Australia.
Won't that be fantastic?
Shouting the drinks, Brick Lane, pale ale, lager, take your pick. In your town, I've got entertainment, I've got bands organised, I've got stand-up comics
organised. Have you really? You've been busy.
It is going to be one for the ages.
How awesome. Now,
if you think you're hard enough, get on board.
All right. I don't even know how I bottle this up. It's booing news. Because
booing
a couple
news.
Of really famous people have been booed in the last 24 hours. And I'm going to play it to you, and I think you'll agree
tell
with me.
Just,
no, I'm not going to tell you.
Booing news.
Well, then what's true.
All right, one may or may not be in the White House.
Dave will give us... Oh, I can't wait. Dave will give us an ARIA update.
Yeah, tonight they're on.
You're going to talk us through everything we need to know.
Have you been invited to the ARIAs?
Never been invited to the ARIAs.
Well, that's outrageous.
Thank
Why
you,
haven't you been invited to the ARIAs?
Don't you have a national music show?
I do, My Generation.
You would have been the first person at this station
honestly,
I would have invited.
No one said, you know, you should go.
From Triple M's going.
I know all the executives are there.
Is that right? Oh, they'll be there.
All right.
Well, we've got a good show ahead.
We have indeed. Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got a schoolies update again.
It's getting worse. Are they being good or bad?
No, it's getting worse.
What do you mean?
I will tell you.
Worse in a good way for you.
Well, there is a turncoat in the ranks.
What do you mean? A double dick?
Zip it. Don't get ahead of yourself, young Jane Kennedy.
I don't think I've had a good start today.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with you? You get rattled.
No, I'm not rattled. I'm just, you know.
It's all a bit beyond you. Yeah,
not
well,
really,
you know. Situation's fluid.
Yes, it is.
As we speak.
You know what I need? I need to have a bit of a wind down and a bit of a drink tonight.
It's just a normal
night
for you,
how very
it?
Handy. Yes. Now, we have got we've got our team Christmas dinner tonight.
Well, I will have fun. I hope you enjoy it.
What do you mean?
I might be going.
Why not?
You are going?
Why? It's not elitist, but I don't like to fraternise with the rank and file here at Kennedy Molloy.
You take your mixed pub shout on your own, but you won't invite us.
I know, but that's what you do.
I'm saving myself for the public.
He's joking.
I don't do it in-house.
He's joking.
Like the
you are looking forward to
gentrified
tonight.
Ranks of Kennedy Molloy.
You are
well, that'd be a
backslapping
party, sitting around saying how good you are, what you bring to the table,
and you've got all the presents for everyone. Oh, because that was your job. Because I did it last year. Have you got them all?
Yep. Yes, I have.
Do you mean to tell me at 6 o'clock when I get off air, I'm going to have to rush somewhere?
You don't need to buy
presents. Can you get Whitney in here, doing a song, please? It's like a going.
No, you have.
Order some presents.
What have you got me?
Whitney.
What have you got me? Presents. I've got you a present.
Oh, you know what I've got you? You won't believe what I got you.
No, I won't because it doesn't exist.
It's so good. It's amazing. You're going to go, oh my God.
It's a new handbag.
That's better.
If you get me something from the service station or Coles downstairs, I will kill you.
Does that include Picture or People magazine?
Yes. No, it is. It's the time of year that everybody does.
Well,
get together.
I've got you something, and you'll wait till you see it. You will be absolutely.
I'm going to be shocked. You know why?
What have you got?
I bought it for myself.
Oh, what did
from
you, get?
You?
What did I get you?
I'll tell everybody tomorrow.
Is it good?
Wait till I open it, and I'll be so surprised when I see it, and I go, my God, how did you know? That's exactly what I wanted.
That's a bottle of rosé, a good one.
Close.
Yeah, a giant strawberry.
Very warm.
A strawberry the size of a basketball.
No, but you're getting hotter. You're getting warmer.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Hamish and Aaron and I, so it's funny that you didn't get invited, Dave. But you have a national music show here at Triple M. Why wouldn't they?
Well, I'm here.
But
I'm
who's
doing
not
this,
thinking
this
about
show.
That? Yeah, well, but we could have someone.
Has someone who's won three ARIAs, yeah. I find it hard
really,
to believe
that
you wouldn't.
You just love
be
dropping
it. Best comedy album? What was the category?
Not for music.
That was best comedy album three years in a row.
But it doesn't really count.
But it does count. And I think, was I shortlisted for Hall of Fame? Do you know what? I'm a future Hall of Famer.
What are you talking about?
Well, how many have you won?
Well, I've won a few.
Well, you have you?
Well, I have.
Oh,
I
you
have. I've won for best soundtrack score.
For what?
Original score for The Music from the Dish. Mm. So you can put that pointy aria
I
up think your
I
bottom.
Gave you a couple of suggestions for that, didn't I?
You gave
didn't
me
I
nothing.
Didn't I go, make it a bit spacey or something?
Gave me nothing as usual. As usual.
So what you've won? What have you won?
Oh, I've never won any. I've won none.
You won anything? Do you know what, though? You've been beaten 8 years
something.
In a row.
That's right. Commercial
like
radio.
Dylan Lewis and Fitzy.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Bianca Dye.
Bianca Dye beat
who
you.
Who beat you last year?
Melissa Doyle, I think.
Melissa
one,
Doyle for Best Music Presenter.
Come on.
Built a bridge over that one. But
next you'll be saying Humphrey the Bear beat you and doesn't even talk.
Wow.
Okay. where are we going for dinner, by the way? Is this, nowhere good, I hope.
We're going to Matilda's restaurant in Melbourne. We are going to a restaurant in Melbourne.
Do you know, how many of them are there?
There's about 11 of us. Mm.
Can we get them to wear name tags?
It's so embarrassing. And you know what? It'd be so funny if it wasn't true.
Mm. Yeah. See you there.
Did you want to hear your acceptance speech from your ARIA?
Oh, Dave, don't.
Oh, really?
I'll pull this out. This is from
1997.
Oh, this, really?
You don't want to hear it?
No,
I think we should hear it. From 1997. This is Pete Mick Molloy. Take a listen.
Emmy Award for the funniest record of all time goes to Martin Molloy for...
Somewhere deep inside me, there lurks a darkness that's telling me to kill and kill again.
That's Hall of Fame stuff.
Wow. Who was that? Was that John Farnham? It was somewhere in there.
Shut up, John. Okay, let's go to a break. When we come back, a schoolies news that's not great.
Really?
It gets worse.
Are they being well behaved?
Worse than well behaved.
Oh, okay.
All right, stay here. Thanks to Holden, Colorado. Now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
You're very disturbed.
It's a schoolies update.
You're upset.
I've been upset with the schoolies all week.
Well, they've let you
down. It's the worst schoolies week on record. It really is. It's terrible.
And as a mother of schoolies, a current schoolie, and with four potential schoolies, I'm very relieved and ecstatic.
I'm just disappointed in the kids today. Schoolies, for a long time, has built up a great reputation for mischief, misbehaviour, not swimming between the flags in a metaphorical sense, just being too edgy. You know, taking outrageous
That's
risks.
That's one way of saying it.
Putting yourself in jeopardy.
Or completely stupid.
Just gross. Stupid. Mm. Nuts.
Stupid
bonkers.
And irresponsible. Mm.
So it's been disappointing this year to learn that they've been quite sensible, that attendance is down 27% on the Gold Coast. They've been praised by the police. They've been praised by landlords for Airbnb and all this stuff. They've done nothing. We had a couple little outbreaks. Yes, a woman rang us up and said... That someone had put a shopping trolley on a roof and I went, signs of life. Signs of life. The kids are rebelling. And then I get this story yesterday.
This one upsets me too.
This upsets me a lot. It was running around Australia in the News Limited papers. Mm. There's a turncoat. There's a snitch. There's a schoolie snitch out there dobbing in schoolies for their activities, working in conjunction with the press and the police to dob in other schoolies. And this is horrific.
Oh, this will be a prefect. Won't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's Sarah, an 18-year-old who graduated school in Sydney, and it's her schoolie's diary, and she's publishing it at how disappointed she is in all the
other...
what goes on at schoolies week and how terrible the kids are and they just get drunk and it's full of creeps. Hello! It's the creeps' time to shine. Schoolies week.
That's true, but as a biggest sucker she sounds for even writing the article... It does begin with her saying, we accidentally got really drunk and missed our flight. Now, that's signs of life. Mm. That's encouraging, isn't it?
So she's also, hypocritical.
Yes. Right. She lost her credit card somewhere at the
airport. So now she's telling the world what schoolies get up to and indeed the cops. I know like 20 people with fake IDs, have used other people's IDs.
Oh. And they're undercover
she's
cops
working,
in
there's
the
undercover
clubs?
Cops in the clubs. So I'm working with them. Group of my friends were talking to a guy at a club and he was asking about fake IDs. He asked him if he wanted to see his, and bang, pulled out his police badge.
Oh, boo.
Well, that's a good job, though, if you're a copper.
Go and get an ice dealer, please. Stop getting on kids with fake ID at schoolies.
That's right. I would have thought there's plenty of drugs on the Gold Coast you could be chasing down as opposed to a kid.
There's a 17-year-old who's 18 in a month. Yeah. Wow,
There's Bikey's headquarters up the road. Go and say hi. Introduce yourself.
That's not cool.
That's not cool. But imagine being an undercover cop.
Mm.
That is your dream job.
Do you know what? I'll do it.
You'll do it.
At schoolies.
At school.
Is that called a poolie?
Would I stand out? Would I stand a poolie? Like a toolie. Would I stand out if I, would I get away with it? Hey, kids, whoa, it's me. I'm a schoolie. I'm not a copper.
Somehow, no. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I flash my badge.
Yeah.
After I've sampled all their wares.
You just better make sure that
to make sure.
Do you mean you've sampled their wares?
Or taken their little party drugs to make sure that it's all.
Dip the finger in and check.
Careful.
Not done a false arrest.
Yeah.
I don't like this, where this is leading.
Where a kid? What is wrong with kids? Well, why publish that?
That is really embarrassing and disappointing.
I'm all for whistleblowing, but not at school. Yeah.
No. Snitches get stitches, I say.
They do. Well, I tell you what, there's somebody up there. You can be relieved.
What?
Especially for all the mothers of girls. Because there's somebody up there giving all the girls
looking
really good
them,
advice.
Taking them under her wing.
Yeah, do you know who it is?
Who?
Oh, it's Jessica Power from Maths.
Mix, mate.
Yes. She's offered safe sex advice for her legions of young fans. Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch. I don't think she's got legions of young fans.
What's safe sex advice?
Well, she's doing a meet and greet tour for school. I'm not kidding.
Is that what you call it?
She told the Daily Mail in a... she's 28, by the way. So that is a mooly.
She's a mooly.
Yes. She said...
Hey, safe sex kids, don't have sex with me.
Mm. Well, she said, I definitely think my younger followers should just do what they think is good and feels comfortable.
Okay.
If they want to date someone and then don't like them, but they've kissed them, they're entitled to go on another date and kiss someone else. It doesn't mean you're a slut or that you're any lower than anybody else.
Where's this coming from?
She says...
Who's needing this advice, by the way?
She said, always be safe in the bedroom. And here's her sage advice. Now, this is going to go down in the books of history
Jessica
for one
Power.
Of those beautiful sayings. Don't be silly. Wrap your willy. Oh, isn't that just endearing?
It is.
That's what I want a generation of young women to listen to. Jessica Power.
It is good
Power.
Advice, though. You can't be too safe.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a condom right now. Just in case.
I am here. I am in the studio.
No. It's really
when, opportunity arises.
No.
It's not only weird and creepy, it must be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, really tight.
Come on, schoolies. How long to go? How much longer is it?
I have a feeling things will start wrapping up on the weekend.
When you say wrap it up, do you mean like
don't
a,
be silly.
Like a really?
Happy Millie. All right.
Kids. Do something mad.
Yeah.
Okay, or don't.
Come on.
Just be safe, everybody.
Take risks. Mm. Do something you'll regret for the rest of your life.
Just stick together. Don't go off anywhere by yourself. Just stick together.
All right.
That's
good advice.
Right. It is. All right.
All right, coming up, how dare you, where you can get involved as well. 133353. That's right after this. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All your dreams are dashed.
How dare you?
All you talk about is eternal groundswell.
How dare you?
How dare you?
That's right. It's how dare you. It's in honor of Greta Thunberg.
I love
young
the way you
activist.
Say it.
She's amazing.
She's sailing again.
I shouldn't be supporting her as a middle-aged white male. I should be threatened.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So many men. Yeah.
You know who disappointed me that doesn't support her? Carl Stefanovic.
Really?
Why
it's
is
really
that,
disappointing. I just went off
unusual.
Him a bit.
Come
He's
on.
Got stuck in. I go, don't go down that stupid 2UE road. What are you doing?
Well, she's incredibly brave and smart and happens to be right on it.
Yeah.
So,
well, she is. This has been going around and it's really bugged me because a 120-year-old photo has emerged.
Oh, I've seen this.
This is the conspiracy theory that Greta is... How can I say?
She's a time traveller.
A time traveller,
because there's a 120-year-old photo of her that's been unearthed. Well, it looks like her.
Well,
it's pretty uncanny. It is a bit uncanny.
But it looks like any sort of Dutch girl or girl from Sweden
like
in a field with plaits.
It's like Dirk Hartog's wife.
Yes, or daughter.
Jeez.
Dirk.
There's a name.
But listen.
A bit of Australian history.
Wow.
the photo is from 120 years ago.
It looks pretty good.
You know what they should have done when they showed it to you? Coloured it. You know, colorized it. It's in black and white. Mm.
But the conspiracy theorists are suggesting she's a time traveler.
Oh, how
that's
dare
a come.
How dare you?
Well, yeah, as if.
Yeah, please.
She sounds under.
How dare you?
Yes.
How dare you people actually
come
suggest
on, get
that?
With the plan,
that's
you
really
bunch
dumb.
Of idiots. Can I do a how dare you?
Sure.
The minor birds.
How dare you?
The Indian
what's the
minor
update?
Birds.
Yeah, what's the latest?
I'll tell you the update. Mum's refusing to come round to my house to
and
put
do
my
your
bins
laundry.
Out and do my washing until the minor birds.
This all makes sense
four
now.
Times yesterday. Pecked her on the head.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they?
Wendy has colluded with the minor birds. This is a master plan. So she doesn't
it's
have to
disaster.
Be your slave anymore.
What are you going
to
do?
How do you remove? How can you?
You don't. They were there before you.
No, they weren't.
In nature.
No, they weren't.
No.
And
trees were there before you.
They're a menace. Am I right, Dave?
Well, they are. They're a pest. They're vermin.
They are
good
vermin.
On you.
Mm.
Pick on a tiny bird. Big, big hulking man.
I would like to shoot it
ooh,
out of the
scary
sky
bird.
Or something. What, an air rifle? Can I do
think that's
an air rifle?
Saying.
No, you can't. What are you going to have? What are you going to do?
Crossbow?
Ring the council or something.
What about some baiting? Can I bait it?
No, because a dog or a cat will have
the... I'll put it on the telegraph pole.
Yeah, but cats will climb that and have that. Do not bait anything, you goose. That's terrible. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you talk about baiting?
What do you do with the minor birds? Let's get rid of the minor birds.
You know what? It's seasonal.
They'll calm down.
They're
their
nesting. That's what they do, and they only do it this time of year.
All right, settle down. Sounds like you're nesting right now.
How dare you?
Were you? I bet you got aggro, did you? Were you?
What do you mean?
What was your demeanor like
when I was pregnant?
When you were nesting?
This is about the second day in a row you've asked me. What were you like when I was pregnant? You saw me half the time because it was
did,
a.
Did people give you wide berth, or were you approachable? What were you like? Because
no, I was not approachable.
Were you
I was
cranky?
Very cranky.
Were you?
Yes, people did cross to the other side
irritable.
Of the road.
Christ.
Yeah, because they're a bit shocked that I already had three children. I was pregnant with twins, so they weren't up for a chat.
Okay.
How dare you?
1-3-3-5-3. Get involved. Hey, Peter's got one for us. Peter, who do you want to have?
Hey, Mick,
who do you want to involve?
I want to have that chick Sarah in schoolies.
Yes.
Exactly.
How dare you turn on your own, you?
Sarah, who's an 18-year-old schoolie.
I'm of the opinion if you go away, what happens when you're away stays away. You don't bring her back home with you.
Not sure where you've been, Peter, but
as
I agree
long as
with
you keep safe.
Well done, Peter.
Yeah.
Good man. Well done.
Thank you.
Hey.
All right, what else have we got? Okay. What about, how dare, this is insane. The Netherlands' leading supermarket chain had asked their staff to upload half-naked photographs of themselves to an app so it could work out their size for a new uniform. So they've gone, hey, guys.
How dare you?
All you have to do is just get in your bra and undies, girls, you know, and just put it
pictures.
On this app, send us a picture,
for work purposes.
And we'll work out whether you're size 8, 10 or 12 so we can fit you for your new uniform. I don't think so.
Can I just say...
No.
There are. I am thinking of a new uniform here at Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
So if all our staff, if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
the subs load some... Some nudie bits. Not you, Dave.
How dare you?
Oh, no, just there's nothing untoward going on.
What sounds untoward when you say
not,
upload nudie bits? Hashtag me too.
Well, hey, what about the girl? Can I do the girl sure. who's got the bot suntanning routine?
Oh,
have you seen
my
her?
God. She calls it perennials.
Wait.
Perennial suntanning.
Perennium.
Back perennium.
What are you talking about?
Perennium.
Perennium suntanning.
See, I know nothing about pregnancy.
Perennium. Sounds like a good name for a heavy rock band.
That's right.
Please welcome Perennium.
Yeah. Supporting Tool this
okay.
summer.
It's, you know what that is, don't you? It's a
do I know what it is?
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
I do.
We don't need to.
I know what it is. And you know what this girl does? She gets on a rock. She nudes up. She does
she,
almost like a somersault.
She does. So she puts her legs behind her
head. She puts her leg behind her head.
And moons the sun.
And moons.
Wow. And moons the
and
sun.
And gets a bit of sun on
of,
her.
Gets a bit of sun
perineum.
On the old wahoo, whatever you call it.
No, not a wahoo. Wahoo's
oh, there.
Not the wahoo.
The whole thing's getting
sun.
A bit of sun.
In the neighbourhood.
I don't know.
How dare you?
The only time I do that is when I'm chucking a brown eye. I get a bit of I get
suntan.
A bit of sun. I've got what you call trucker's bum.
Have you been burned?
Yeah, I'm a bot. Yeah, I have to do 50 plus sometimes.
You have to get the calamine lotion.
That's a lot of lotion
day.
Too.
Shut up, Dave.
All right, we'll go to a song.
Dave, how dare
I'm
you?
I'm sorry, how dare me?
How dare you?
You can get involved, 1-3-3-5-3. If you want someone to how dare you, give us a ring now.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
How dare you?
That's right. And thank you for the overwhelming support I've had from callers.
Yeah.
They just clogged the lineup about the minor birds. They are hated.
Yeah.
They are vermin. People have told me how they got here. They come on because they're not native.
No.
They come over on boats and
well, the
planes.
First fleet.
Yeah, well, they do. They sneak away.
Well, they've been here for a long time.
They sneak away. They still do it. They're still coming. They're still arriving.
They're big in numbers too. Like they're everywhere, aren't they?
Big in numbers. Yeah. They're disgusting.
They scare the little wrens really away.
They're like bullies. Come Rob's on the line. Rob, can you help out?
Yeah, mate.
How can you help?
Well, you look up on the net, mate, you'll be able to get a cage, buy one or hire one from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my neighbour here, he's killed 200, I'm up nearly that many.
Good on you.
200?
How do you get them in the cage?
Yeah,
and all our native birds will not go into the cage.
No, that's right. And the native birds are being destroyed by the minor birds. So
He's got nesting boxes up in the trees for the rosellas, and the minor birds are going in there and taking them over.
Yeah, well, they've got to go, the minor birds.
Okay.
I'm sympathetic to nature. I like give everyone a go.
No. You just said you would like to get out.
I would like to.
Shotgun.
I would shoot a minor bird out of a tree.
I'm not sure.
Without
really
questioning.
Yeah, humane way.
Is that good? Or?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to get in trouble.
First of all, you don't have
you
a shotgun.
You know how sympathetic I am to
I know
nature.
You are, but these are really giving me the pip.
I'm not allowed to fight back. They can just swoop me.
But you've only started this campaign since you've been swooped, though.
They started it.
Right.
But
you're making them angry, obviously. There's something you're doing wrong.
What are you doing to them?
Okay, so then why do so many people agree with me that they've got to go?
Okay.
Well done.
Let's find out some other things that are making people point out. How dare you? Peter, how are you going?
Not too bad, yourself.
All right. Now, there's a council that has done something so pathetic that this stuff bugs me.
Oh, here we go.
Go ahead.
Can I say the name?
Yes, you can.
Sure.
Port Phillip City Council.
All right. This is in Victoria. There. Yep.
Down Smith Street, it's all container yards, factories, everything. Works on construction, I work around the city.
Yep.
Other job sites, if they change the sign, they'll put up a sign for at least a week, a grace period, warn you. But they change the sign on a Sunday from all-day parking to two-hour parking, and on Monday, about 50 of us all got tickets.
That is revenue-raising at its worst, at its weakest.
No warning.
You wonder why everyone hates, you know, that's a bad look. You know what you're doing.
Well, that's good. We've exposed them now, Peter. I can't stand that stuff.
Man,
shocking.
That is classic 101.
Boo.
Revenue-raising. Okay, we go to Queensland quickly. I've got this one. The Queensland government plan to pay lollipop men and women, 180K a year.
180K a year?
How dare you?
To hold up the...
Seems slightly over.
Mm. Wow.
This is a coveted role,
good on them. It's a good job, and they keep our kids safe, and there's a certain degree of responsibility. 180,000?
I know.
I'm in the wrong business.
I'm in the wrong business.
Me too.
What are they doing, being swooped by minor birds? Yes.
But you know all the stop-go people on work sites. That is a coveted role, and you...
Why?
Why? Because the pay is so unbelievable.
What, to go stop-go?
Yes. Yes, I'm not kidding.
Why? It does come with danger, though. It's a dangerous job.
Oh, it does. Well, not really, because it's in a zone where the cars have to either go or stop.
What danger have you ever heard of?
Yes.
Oh, tragedy for stop-go guy this afternoon.
But people come down.
Someone stopped when he said go.
They don't slow down. They probably cop a bit of abuse from drivers who are angry.
No, they don't. Everybody likes the stop-go people.
How dare you?
I love the stop-go people. I always say, g'day, how you going?
And sometimes they're asleep at the wheel. They're not. There's no one there. You're going, mate, it's time for me to go.
I've heard $100 an hour.
You know what I've heard? They're drunk with power.
Really?
If you've got the stop-go...
Hang on, I'm being nice and building them up. I just don't want to get abused by all the stop-go people because I support you all.
Too much power. They're drunk with power. I can let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because they've got the sign.
Got their little walkie-talkie.
Feeling a bit stoppy right now.
Feeling stoppy.
Feeling stoppy. And you sit there, they know...
Sharon's got something to say about stop-go workers.
Tell you what, do you have to go to uni to work out how to you stop-go?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, you've got to read the room. It's a really, really, you know what? I reckon all the smart people are on the stop-go signs. There you go.
Hmm.
Sharon.
Oh, no, Sharon's
gone.
Yeah.
Sharon, thanks for
She's
nothing,
on stop-go
Sharon.
Stop-go workers. Hey, what about
Jack.
We got a Jack?
Let's go to Jack.
Hello, Jack.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good.
Who are you angry with?
How dare the vegans bag at Bunnings for a sausage chisel to race?
How dare you?
Say that again. So the vegans have had a crack at Bunnings sausage chisel because they raised, and this is the amount, they raised $600,000.
That is amazing.
For bushfires.
Yes.
And the vegans had a crack at them saying, it's just selling meat.
No, vegans were having a crack and saying it's meat that started the fires.
That's what I mean. That meat has, introduces, supports climate change, equals things.
No.
Go and get stuff, vegans.
That's
every
not fair.
Day I like you listen less.
Come on. That is ridiculous. Hey, Jack, have we got a prize for Jack?
We do have a prize for you, Jack, and check this out. You've got yourself a $100 Bunnings voucher and the Sherlock Poly tray as well for a wheelbarrow or cart that lasts longer. Sherlock available from Bunnings, Warehouse.
Oh, from Bunnings.
Yeah.
Go there and support Bunnings.
That's very apt.
Have a snag.
Good on you, Jack.
Annoy a vegan.
Thanks, Jack.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to come back. What are we talking about?
When we come back, I've got news of someone from the White House being booed, and it's not Donald.
All right. I'll stick around.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, don't forget, Mick's pub shouts are happening thanks to Brick Lane. There is nothing better than making it to the end of the working day and cracking open a cold Brick Lane.
You bought a slab the other night, didn't you?
I did.
You bought a slab.
Oh,
good on
so
you.
Good. The pale ale's the best.
Nothing better than an icy cold. I like the pale ale.
I'm going to have six bricks the Sabo after work.
At our Christmas dinner.
We'll all be drinking Brick Lane tonight.
Brilliant. Well, you're visiting four pubs in 4 days, so we're talking Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Richmond. For those in South Australia and Western Australia, you go kennedymalloy.com.au.
We'll be giving those tickets away tomorrow, by the way.
That's pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting.
133353. I'm getting very confused.
Sounds like you've had a couple of bricks.
You're getting in early for the party.
Why do you deserve to be there? Give us a ring right now.
Well, have you distinguished yourself? Don't say I just love to drink beer. You got to go, what are you bringing to the table? Why are you interesting to me? Why should you have a beer with me?
Call now.
Tell us.
What you got to offer, everybody?
Oh, it's got to be massive.
Well, I know this will not happen at your pub crawl. You want to go to a call?
Sure, let's do. We've got a couple of updates.
I
think you need to apologise for what you said about stop-go workers.
I'm not falling for that again.
Lucy's, and we said there was being paid $180,000 a year. Lucy's on the line. How are you, Lucy?
Hi. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good.
Do you think you
overpaid these stop-go, these lollipop sign workers?
Now, where is this joint? I'd love to go there for $180,000.
Imagine.
Yeah, well, it's the Queensland government, and actually up around Cairns way even as well, they're doing.
But you wouldn't know how to do it, would you, Lucy?
I sure do.
Have you been doing it?
23 years.
Okay.
Okay, now Mick has been very disparaging about the work of a stop-go worker.
You're on nearly a couple of hundred, let's call it 200 grand a year.
Lucy, is it good money per hour?
No, I wish. It's not too bad. Look, it pays the bills and
it's a dangerous job too, isn't it?
It's not dangerous, Dave.
It is.
Have you ever been in any danger? Describe a typically dangerous event.
Almost got hit over the last 22 years.
Almost got hit.
22 years ago.
Look, there's so many diggers out there. And there's so many. Sorry,
that's
guys.
Your point. I realise that,
well
Lucy.
Said.
Thanks for the call.
All right. So you paid dickhead money.
Yeah.
Hey, Wade, can I take Wade quickly?
Yeah,
I know you've got stuff to get through,
Joe. No, I don't mind.
Wade's on my side again with the Indian minor birds. Mm. What are you suggesting, Wade?
Well, what we call them in Queensland is feathered cane toads.
Feathered cane toads.
Okay.
So you
that
basically
sounds a bit disparaging.
My eradication program, i.e. shooting one out of the tree,
I don't think that's what
is doing nature.
Please don't start a hashtag
good turn.
With that.
Is it not?
Exactly right. Yeah.
These are vermin. They were introduced. They should
is
not
this
be
really
introduced.
Really, the biggest problem in your life
yes,
right now.
Yes, it
honestly.
Is.
It's all-consuming for you, isn't it?
Oh my God!
Get over it.
Pigeons got nothing on
let it go, man.
That's right.
I will never let it go as long as they keep swooping me. I will win this.
Is there any? Do you have security camera on your house?
Let's,
is there any vision of this?
Can we set something up?
Let's get a camera.
I will get documented proof of me being swooped from my balcony.
I don't believe
as
you.
I walk across
what's
the street.
What's your reaction? Are you like a girl throwing the hands up in the air?
No, you'll be huffing and puffing and going, get out your
No, no, we set up the camera and then invite Mum round and watch Mum get swooped.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's gold.
Would your brothers and sisters laugh at that? No. They wouldn't. All right.
What are you doing?
Well, this is something that made me laugh, and I probably shouldn't.
Mm.
Because, you know, the right people generally get booed. You know what I mean? Mm. I'm not talking about on the football field now. Let's not get into any sports people. I'm talking about this made me laugh. This is Melania Trump.
People getting booed?
Yeah.
You're a hard woman.
Oh, my God. You're just talking about shooting minor birds. And I'm a hard woman because I find it amusing that Melania Trump has been
booed. What happened? Under what circumstances?
Okay, she was appearing in her Beer Best initiative in Baltimore, and she was attending a youth summit, and this is the greeting that she got.
With the First Lady of the United States of America.
Oh.
Thank you, Jim, for the warm introduction and for inviting me to join you today for such an important event centered on opioid awareness, this powerful movement.
Okay. So it was an opioid conference.
That's not great.
I'll tell you, she'd be knowing a lot about opioids if involving her husband. He's got a drawer full of them.
Allegedly.
You can't say that.
Can't I?
No, you'd have them if you were going out with him, I reckon.
I can't say that Donald Trump, because there's a picture. I haven't told you about this. There's a photo of him from a few years ago with a plate of Kentucky Fried Chicken. What a surprise. And he's holding it up. But you can see an open drawer. And it's like...
Okay, Jane, what are you doing here?
What do you mean?
Well, what are you
saying? I'm
suggesting?
Saying there's an open drawer of what is the Sudafed made of? What's the
pseudoephedrine?
Pseudoephedrine, and it's just packets and packets of pseudoephedrine, but it's imported from the UK, so you must get it through the mail. You've got to see this.
What are and you doing?
There is doctors who have this theory.
You made up a complete backstory.
No. Doctors have a theory that he's completely
bonkers on
pseudoephedrine the whole time because his pupils are constantly dilated. And there's a thread on Twitter by these doctors and they've done close-ups of his eyes.
This is the biggest conspiracy theory I've ever...
No, it's the medical fraternity are really going, this guy is high the whole time. Anyway, that's Melania getting booed. Another couple that got booed. Oh, sorry, can I not shift like that?
Why is he eating chicken all the time?
Yeah. That's all he eats is fried food at McDonald's, you know that.
So he gets out of his gourd and then has some chicken.
Correct.
Is he getting them from Boris
We're
Johnson?
Not, who cares about the chicken? Let's concentrate on what's in the drawer, don't you think?
This is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. No,
so is this in the Oval Office or something?
Yes.
Right.
No, it's in his office at Trump Tower.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. We haven't got time. Who cares?
Yeah, do it.
Oh, well, Kendall and Kylie Jenner were at the Los Angeles Rams game and they were going, oh, look, and they're all dressed up and they're in VIP seats.
Yeah.
And the camera zoomed in and they go, who's the VIPs here? Well, let's hear it for Kendall and Kylie Jenner.
Why would they get booed?
Are you serious?
Well, I am. I thought they were popular.
Why would any Kardashians get booed?
I thought they were popular, weren't they? Don't people like them?
Not football. Not people at the football. People think they're idiots.
All right, settle down. Hey.
Thank you, David Bowie.
When we get back.
Exactly how I feel. Under pressure.
Is it Brick Lane time?
Yeah, let's
come
do it.
Yes, okay. We're going to ask you why you want to come to my party. Get this involved. Is going to be the party of the century.
You got it.
Go bonkers.
Next
you
week
go
too.
Do what you want there.
Thanks to Brick Lane. 1-333-53. Why do you want to come? Join Mick next week.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Melbourne.
Calling out around Australia. Are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Summer's close, and the time is right for mixed pub shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
It's a good song. That should be a new single.
Yeah, got that right. It is going to go Coco Bananas, bring your A game. We are not here for a haircut. 4 pubs, 4 days. Yeah. It's a great Christmas pub crawl brought to you by Brick Lane Brewing, who brew the finest beers in Australia, good.
Well, you're very lucky that you have a brewery with the finest beers around.
I'm the luckiest man in the world.
You
I just
are.
Love my life.
Yep.
And I've brewed up a couple of beauties for you in conjunction with world-class brewers, of course. Mm-hmm. And the Pale Ale, the One Love Pale Ale, and the Base Lager will be on offer and for free.
Did you help with this recipe?
I'm a taster. I'm an official taster. Right. I will be shouting all the Brick Lane at these parties as we work our way down the eastern seaboard, flying you in from all around Australia. Yes. It's going to be bloody great.
Awesome. Now let's get some people there.
Okay, we're going to do this again in the next hour as well, just to get the ball rolling. Right. Marianne, you want to come? What are you bringing to the table?
Hello. Definitely. I'll be bringing my husband because he'd like to come too. We both love beer. That's the first reason.
Yeah.
We'd love to try your beer, especially your pale ale.
All right.
We'd just find you rather amusing and I think we'd love to kind of, you know, hang out and have some
What do you do for a gig? What do you do?
We're both both firefighters with firefighter.
Bang! Oh, yeah. You are in. The least we could do is buy
Open arms, Marianne.
You and your husband are welcome. You can
and
come
thank
to.
Thank you.
Which gig do you want to come to?
Oh, we don't mind. Sydney or Newcastle, we're kind of halfway. We're on the Central Coast.
All right, I'll send your husband to Sydney and you can come and join me in Newcastle, Mary.
Does that suit you?
Looking forward to seeing you both. You can decide. Can't wait. Thank you for all your service. Anthony's on the line. Anthony, why should you be coming to my great pub shout?
How are you, Mick and Jane?
Good.
Mate, I'm pretty good, actually. I'll be legless before everyone, mate.
Because, why is that?
I'm in a wheelchair, mate, paralysed under the armpits down.
Mate, okay.
All right, you're on board, buddy.
That's a pretty good reason.
You are.
All right, that's good.
I'll help you out. I'll tell you what, from the armpits down, so your arms work.
Yeah,
right. Otherwise, I'll get you a hat with the two brick lanes on either side.
Oh, genius.
Either way, mate, we're going to pump you full of alcohol.
Welcome
good
on board,
stuff,
Anthony.
In a controlled environment.
Thanks,
looking forward to seeing you, mate. You're coming to our Sydney show. Phil's on the line. Phil, what do you bring to the table, mate?
G'day, Mitch. How you going? I just want to get out of Canberra.
Yeah,
good coming through you and Jane.
And, wow. As Canberra's favourite son, I understand
okay,
what
pumping
you're
himself
saying.
Up, Phil. But yes, you're welcome to go along. Are you keen to go to the Sydney one?
Yeah, Sydney's great.
You're done. In, Phil. See you there. The Brick Lane is all mine. Steve, one more. Steve, what do you bring to the table, mate?
How about a Indian minor bird trap?
Oh, hang on a minute.
Well, I'm glad I won't be there, Steve, because Nick will love that.
You will drink your weight in Brick Lane if I have my
good
way.
Good for you.
The Brick Lane, if you want to get it right now, you can get it at Dan Murphy's, you can get it at Liquorland, you can get it at BWS.
Do you know, it's
bloody
flying
good
off the shelves. Did you
flying
know that?
Off the shelves in Richmond. It's out.
It's out.
You can't get it.
No kidding.
Come
on.
Been,
you need your...
I nearly set fire to myself out the front of Liquorland the
you
other
need
day.
All those children who are making all the beer for you in the factory. You
that's
need
right.
them to work
right.
much harder.
Step on the hops.
Exactly. You know what? Next day, we're going to give you another chance to get amongst it as well. So be ready to call 133353. Coming up next, Dom Knight, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella, and it's a massive second hour, Jane Kennedy. We're going to have an ARIA guide delivered by our own Dangerous Dave.
You're welcome.
He's one of the great music DJs.
Who's not at the ARIAs, but should be
there, should be hosting. Thanks, I don't know what goes on in this business. No, it's a Triple M snub. Yeah. Dave, I don't know who you've upset.
Well, we're going to talk about ARIAs in the past, and I've got a bit of... I'm going to play you I'm going to play you something that I heard. Oh. That's from Jimmy Fallon. One of the artists was on Jimmy Fallon last night.
I am all this, because you know I've won three ARIAs as a three-timer.
Really? Hmm. But it's not really quite the
has
same
that come
thing.
Up before?
So Poop Shoot,
have I mentioned
Eat Your Peas.
Poop not shoot, music,
Eat
though,
Your Peas,
it?
The Brown Album.
The Brown Album.
So, but look, I don't like talking about it. Can we just move on?
Okay.
Did I tell you I own a brewery?
Yeah, we've heard that.
You
well,
have.
We will be giving away tickets to my great Australian pub, Crawl, which is coming up very soon. So get involved. 1-3-5-3. Start calling up and tell us why you need to come. The Holden Colorado will get a run. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this bloke.
Our next guest, Dominic Knight, can usually be found in the engine room of the Chaser, finally honing their print, stage, radio and TV work, and following the success of his 2017 book, Australiapedia, and last year's Trumpedia.
This is the type of thing that will get you a pipe bomb in the mail.
It's actually, frankly, compared to being chased by Alan Jones's people, as we all I think that would be pretty gentle treatment.
Dom's just released his sixth book, The Australian Dictionary, the most un-Australian dictionary ever created. And we welcome him back to the show now, Dominic Knight.
Dominic?
Hello, Mick. Hello, Jay.
This is like a page turner. This is my 50 Shades of Grey. I've got it on my bedside table.
Yes.
I have a quick flip before I go to bed.
And before we go anywhere, let's just say, put this one on your Christmas list, especially for any bloke. And I'm saying girls will love it as well, but it's just,
it's a ripper.
It's funny. And it's very astute, Dom.
Can I give it my highest accolade? Stocking stuffer.
There you go. I'll take it.
You'll take it. It's called the Australian Dictionary, and it's homage to everything's uniquely Australian. And you cover a fair bit of ground, Dom. Can we waltz through? Well, can I first ask why you thought it was timed that we needed the Australian Dictionary? Are we losing our way, or?
My mum actually worked on the Macquarie Dictionary when I was growing up,
right?
And that's a lot
really?
Of power.
She'll be
if
proud
you get
of
to
you.
Say what words
that's
mean,
that's a lot of correcting
of
over the years.
So I'm trying to destroy the Macquarie Dictionary and just get rid of it and take over with the Australian Dictionary, basically. So, yeah, dictionaries are really fun. It's basically lets you roast everyone you want to roast and find out a lot about the language.
And have you found out a lot about the Australian language in the research of the Australian Dictionary?
I mean, there's only 25 million of us, but there are so many different words across the country. I mean, luncheon meat, processed luncheon meat, Devon, Fritz, Poloni, Strass, Belgium, and Windsor sausage, which makes me think of Prince Andrew.
Now, that's true. Now, tell me what you called it.
Is there a front runner? Like, if we had to standardise, what do you think would win out on that?
Well, I can't talk to Victorians about this. For me, Devon.
Yes.
What about for you guys?
Strass.
There you go.
Always will be.
Yeah. What about scallops? That's the other one.
The scallops is massive.
Start fighting.
Well, you mean scallops the fish or scallop the potato cake?
Well, the potato cake's in New South Wales,
so
but in other places, people lose it.
I was born in Canberra. I'm Canberra's favourite son.
He hasn't told us that lately either.
But the scallop was a potato cake. And when I came to Melbourne, I couldn't work out why I ordered a scallop and got a scallop.
It's good to have someone repping Canberra, actually, because Canberra bashing's in the book. A lot of that happens around the country.
I think it was Canberra. What was the history of Canberra? It was to settle an argument between New South Wales and Victoria at the time.
Yeah, it's a compromise. It's a bad compromise.
It's a terrible compromise.
I like the jump that you've gone. If we go alphabetically through it and just going through the pages, you go from my health record, by the way. Heard anything about that in the last 9 months?
It's gone quiet.
It doesn't work. I looked at mine the other day. There's nothing on it. I don't know what they're doing.
That's gone quiet. You go my health record followed by my kitchen rules. And that's why I think it's so Australian to include.
Yeah, I think myxomatosis comes
rules.
In after that.
You're covering a fair bit of ground. I want to go through some categories with you, if I may. Let's talk about booze. Now, I know this, but I think a lot of people... Beer snake. Describe the beer snake.
There's an awful lot of booze entries, as you'd expect in Australia. The beer snake... is a creature you only found on the outer at cricket matches.
I love it.
It's an extraordinary creature. And look, in recent years, the beer snake's been an endangered species.
That's right.
As the wardens go around and collect these giant, shimmering beasts made out of plastic beer cups. But you still see them. And if the test's boring this summer, we'll definitely see it again coming out.
I love a beer snake, a good beer snake. Should be a part of our coat of arms.
Yes. Should be.
The Darwin Stubby.
This is fantastic. I think you need to look into that for Brick Lane, actually, Mick, because they've stopped making it up there. It was 2.27
litres. 2.27 litres with a sediment that was about an inch, as far as I can remember.
And they did it because up in the NT, it was really hard to transport beer, you know, it was so remote and everything. So they just brewed it in massive amounts. But I gather Territorians who drink more than anyone else in the world, in the world, that's a stat, they actually used to just drink it out of the bottle. Up there.
That's right. Great. And I worked out why they drink so fast is when you go to Darwin and you realise, and this is probably historically before the stubby cooler became a de rigueur, but you basically have to woof it before it's warm.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's warm in about
warm
8.5 seconds.
It turns into a crappy English beer if you don't drink it quickly enough. It
turns into a flaccid English beer. We're going to go to break. Before we do, I'm going to list some foods that you cover. You tell me what you think is the most iconic. Chico roll, sausage roll, McCaw's, Passiona, Sunny Boy, Lamington. Discuss.
I'm going to say Sunny Boy because it's both a snack and a weapon in the playground.
That'll do us.
And I tell you, you've got a soft spot for Passiona.
I've got a soft spot for Passiona.
You old bogan.
Yeah,
I often
have one in the studio. Good old Passiona.
Really?
Can't
is that
go
ours?
Wrong.
Did we invent the
Someone
Passiona?
Still drinks Passiona. I'm very...
yeah.
I go a bit hard on Passiona. Australian? Discarded lab experiment, I think. I think it's Australian.
It tastes like passion fruit, but I don't really even care what's in it.
It's even worse than passion pop, Jane. What are you doing?
I know. I'm young at heart.
Hold the fort there, Dom. We're speaking to Dominic Knight about his book, The Australian Dictionary, which is in bookstores now. It's bloody funny. Get on board. More with Dom after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Dom Knight's with us from The Chaser. He's got a new book out called The Australian Dictionary, and it's on sale right now.
It's a cracker, and we're taking a waltz through it as we speak.
You really could sit for a few hours, grab a drink, sit down,
open
and have
it
a good
in
old
page,
chuckle.
And you're away. And it's a conversation starter too. It's good pub ammo.
What about Happy as Larry? Where does that come from?
They're not sure. They don't know who the Larry was. And my theory is Larry Emder, because that bloke is just always loving life. I don't quite know why.
He's happy, but he's all a the happy time, bloke. Isn't he?
It's too happy. It's I'm suspicious of how happy that guy is.
Oh, no, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Prominent Australians and iconic Australians. Is there one that speaks to mind? I think a new entry has to be Ash Barty, she is... The Barty Party is a whole new concept to me and a welcome one. Discuss.
Yeah, Ash Barty, she's a new idea in Australian tennis, someone who actually just wins with no fuss. That doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
Where's she come from? I don't get it. I mean, a Barty Party, I love the kind of hashtag, but a Barty Party I'm thinking would be pretty quiet, just a bit of chat about tennis, no booze, go to bed early. Like a pro.
She's no Margaret Court, but she's the future of tennis and she'll have to do. I like her a lot. What about some of the entries? Let's talk about some of the new language that's gone into the vernacular. The Canberra bubble. Now, we've heard a lot about the Canberra bubble. What does it mean to you? Describe it to our listeners.
It's changed since you grew up there, I guess. Yeah. The Canberra bubble is what you say to shut down any question. And the thing I find odd about that is that I get it. We don't like Canberra. We don't like politicians. But when you're the Prime Minister... That's where you work. You're the king of the bubble, right?
It's the office.
It's bizarre. So he has all these ways of shutting down conversation. So it's that he just goes, how good? How good? And you're meant to be quite Australian and not say anything. That's the model.
That.
Remember when he didn't used to answer questions because he said it was an on-water matter? Like he was talking about all the boats.
No,
you can't ask. It's on water. Yeah. He's no good at a pool party, Scott Mason.
I like that. All right, let's take a listen. I'm going to waltz you through some of the big towns in Australia and you tell me how they fare in your book. Adelaide, do you have a crack at Adelaide? How's Adelaide coming out?
A little bit. I mean, a place with that many churches and that many serial killers, it's a bit suspicious.
Right, you got to choose. Which way do you want to go? Perth? What do you make of Perth?
Well, Perth got its name from it was the fair city in Scotland. And I think anyone who's been to Perth, unless you like 1980s skyscrapers, it's not the fair city. It's a beautiful landscape.
Yes,
it's been
it is. It's a remarkable place.
The Gold Coast.
Entirely free of gold. Sand shoes in abundance.
Okay.
I don't mind the Gold Coast. It's the home of schoolies. Now, schoolies itself is particularly Australian. Yes. I've been very disappointed in Schoolies Week this year. I feel they've let themselves down. They've let their country down. There's been no antics. They've been praised by the police.
Hey? Turning up and finding just nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Except the only thing, yes, we wanted a bit more action. A woman did find a shopping trolley on the top of her roof. So we thought, that's it. We want more incident. Of that behaviour. You look
that's
at schoolies
strange.
In your book, don't you?
I have, yeah, absolutely.
We look at that. I want to know, and we'll might finish on this, macropods. Why am I not familiar with macropods?
So I can't believe this isn't better known. So the macropods are a bunch of... basically giant creatures that once roamed the planet.
Megafauna.
There were these. The megafauna, yeah. There's like the demon duck of doom. It's absolutely massive.
But a massive duck.
There was a massive duck. There was a goanna that was 7 metres long.
Yeah. What? Man. The good old days.
Yeah, there was a marsupial lion. There was a 2.5-metre long kind of tapir thing. Mm. Even bigger than Plucker Duck was that.
What about a wombat?
A minibus-sized wombat, too.
How big was a wombat? On.
A minibus-sized
a
wombat.
A minibus?
Yes, it's true.
Oh, mate.
Why can't we bring that? Imagine the megafauna Jurassic Park. That would be an excellent attraction.
It would indeed.
A
hey,
wombat
everyone.
The size of a minibus? What, a tarago, you reckon? What,
of course.
This is unbelievable.
Wow.
I live in the wrong time.
You do.
I do.
Do you know what? Congratulations on getting the book out. This is the second one out that you've got. Dominic
Knight. About the size of a minibus, Joan.
You've got to get this. I know. The Australian Dictionary. Dom Knight. You
well
go
done, Dom.
To all good bookstores, I imagine. And
go and have a lie down.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yep. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you kindly.
We like
so
mate.
Funny.
Cheers, buddy.
And heard on Triple M Sydney with the Chase at 3 o'clock weekday afternoons.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now across the nation.
Kennedy Malloy's Music News.
All right, here we go. It is ARIA night. It's the music industry's night of nights.
Yes.
Is that fair to say? Dave, you're the music guru here at the Triple M Network. You've sat on the end of John Bon Jovi's bed.
I have.
You've flown over to England, to Glastonbury, interview.
Liam Gallagher.
Who didn't turn up.
Wasn't available.
But you went. That's
was
the
there.
Point.
Yeah, the man. There. You've been nominated like 50 years in a row.
You're the most knowledgeable person on the Triple M Network.
No, I wouldn't say that at all.
No,
but,
I would say
can
that.
Can you walk us through the ARIAs tonight, what to look for? for who well, the big winners are, yeah. how it's going to unfold.
Well, look, I think the Teskey Brothers are going to have a great year this year because this is a band from Melbourne who were relatively unknown. They did a lot of busking in their early days and they landed themselves a record deal and they have played...
Gudinski. They're on with Gudinski.
Michael Gudinski, yeah. And they also played in the US as well on late night television. Yep. They were on Jimmy Kimmel.
In a very difficult category to do well to. So they're a soul band sort of in a sense.
We love the sound. Really we had them on the show. They performed live for us. We're going to play it shortly. They could clean up tonight. How many times are they nominated?
There are about four or five nominations for them, including Album of the Year up against the Hilltop Hoods. And Dean Lewis is also an amazing singer. Thelma Plum as well. All She's an indigenous singer who's fantastic.
Yes, she is.
Who's the big winner? Who's the most nominated act?
Oh, well, that's got to be Tones and I.
Tones and I, yeah. What a year she's had.
She's had an amazing year and also appeared last night on Jimmy Fallon. And it's always a buzz when you hear an Australian act or band introduce. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
You made it.
Yeah, have a listen.
Making her U.S. TV debut, performing her global hit Dance Monkey from her EP The Kids Are Coming, please welcome Tones and I.
Was it a good version?
Really good. She actually started off at the piano and did a slow version, playing keyboard herself, and then the tempo
You mentioned the Teskey started off as buskers. Yes. Well, so did she in the Byron Bay area. So it seems like if you're not coming up through the ranks now, I'd rather you come up through busking than through
Well, it shows
Australian
you're a true
Idol.
Musician as well because you're standing on the street with no amp and know how to play their guitar.
And
or,
as a three-time ARIA winner, like to think that there's many avenues.
But they put their music up on SoundCloud now. This is the music platform that they use. So SoundCloud is where anyone can just get on and listen. It's like a YouTube for
musicians.
Yes, but
I don't like people listening to my library list.
What's SoundCloud?
Yeah, but is it like a cumulonimbus or is it Stratus?
Anyway, you're right.
What is it?
So she's up for...
What about Amy Shark? She had a huge year last year, Amy Shark. She's still up for Best Female as Jessica Mowboy.
Yep.
Best Dance Release.
Yeah, and breakthrough artists. So we talked about Tones and I. This is a massive category because you've got
The Teskeys up against it.
Thelma Plum, Tones and I, all for breakthrough artists.
What about Gwen Plum? Is Gwen Plum up for
Gwen Plum. Yeah, Plum, you are officially completely stupid.
Google that one, kids.
Hey, who's up for King of Pop?
King of Pop?
There's the old King of Pop.
But you know, there's no more King of Pop.
Why is there no more King of Pop?
I don't know why. Why did they get rid of King of Pop?
Who was the last?
I think John Paul Young might have been the last.
He said he was
one.
Last. Oh,
he said
remember?
He was the last.
Yes.
Because Adele Braithwaite got it, which he should have for Sherbet. He's worked with Sherbet.
Don't go
but
back.
Possibly not.
Mate, he's probably had more success in his solo career than he has with Sherbet, I would say.
What about Dave Graney? He's my favourite winner. King of Pop. Have you got him accepting the King
from
of Pop?
Nine. And so this was a category he won for Diesel, up against Diesel, Tex Perkins, John Farnham, and Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly and John Farnham. He's coming over the top.
This is his acceptance speech.
Best Australian male artist.
And the winner is Dave Graney, The Soft and Sexy Sound.
King of Pop. this is a bit of a trip.
I love Dave Graney.
He's that was
one of my favourites. He's got a new album out.
Has
it's called 1 Million Years DC. Him and Claire Moore, his partner. It was recorded and mixed at their studio, the Ponderosa.
Oh, yes.
And Dave Graney used to have what I consider to be the greatest collection of Playboys from the 70s.
Really?
Ever seen.
I'm good off him.
It was an outstanding. And you knew it was from the 70s.
The good old days, I say.
Can you go out? If you love music, go and get Dave Graney and Claire Moore's new album.
You should do that. Yeah. Now, the ARIA Awards are on tonight. Channel 9 is broadcasting them.
Just quickly, Hall of Fame. Who's up for Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's Human Nature.
Oh, shut up.
Yes,
what?
Human
Stop
Nature.
Stop it.
Yeah.
As a three-time ARIA winner, I don't approve.
They've been in Vegas.
They're a cover band.
Earning millions of dollars.
They're a cover band. They play Motown. Who are you giving it to? Motown.
They are a cover band, really.
They're a cover band.
They had some original
work. With a Vegas residency. Don't stick up for them. You always take
their side. What about James Rain? Has he won...
James Rain.
We've got him on later this week, too. We should ask him.
I know, we'll ask him then. Hey, Dua Lipa, do you know her? She's unbelievable. She's performing tonight.
She's amazing. She's,
you don't know. And it's hosted by
Guy Sebastian.
Sebastian tonight. Yeah. So
I
good
like
luck, Guy.
Sebastian. He's a good golfer. He plays golf. He's taken it
and
up.
He's a
I
good
like
guy.
It.
And he's a really good idea to have him host it. Well
I
done.
Agree.
All right.
So
now.
Best group, guys. So this is the big category too. This is one you want to win as well. So 5 seconds of summer up for it. Birds of Tokyo as well.
Oh, wow.
Hilltop
another great band. Yeah.
And the Teskey Brothers.
Oh, this is too tight.
We love the Teskey.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What's that?
It's cowbell.
I'm on the cowbell.
Oh, my God. Stay away from the Teskies.
I'm so caught up.
Do you know everybody?
I could be a Teskie brother.
I was about to say.
I could be a honorary Teskie.
How could you say that?
So caught up.
Mick's going, I could be. I could be one of the cowbell. Teskies.
That needed a bit of
cowbell. I don't think it was. Seven nominations.
It's
soul.
Hey,
it's
can
soul.
We, and can we say to our friends at Hot Breakfast in Melbourne, who I think were the first to have
them
on. They
were very supportive,
live.
Absolutely.
Champion
James
the
Young.
Got them on, that's
them.
Right. Yep. And it was probably the first time they were heard on radio.
Live, yeah. Mm.
And a lot of our bosses will be there watching them tonight going, oh, okay, that's yeah. Right. Yeah. Had to really fight them for that. So well, there you go. They're on, they're good.
Good luck tonight.
And great guys, I have to say.
They're a good
really good bunch.
Amazing sound, isn't it? It's just nuts. Right. Hey, Mick, is it time for this?
Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, around Australia, are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Summer's close, and the time is right for mixed pub shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
What could possibly go wrong?
You got that right, big fella. Here we go. Your chance to get on board four pubs, 4 days. Me, gallivanting around Australia, taking a bullet for the team, while you two
what a guy.
Are shacked up safely here.
Yeah, we are.
As I put it about for our punters in one of the great pub crawls, thanks to Brick Lane.
Yeah.
And every caller, I should point out, will get a slab of Brick Lane who rings
in
today.
Can you put the drumstick down? Stop pointing at me with it. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Terry, you want to come along to my pub crawl?
Yes, I do, mate. Yeah.
What are you bringing to the table, mate?
Well, I'd like to bring my wife. It's our 25th wedding anniversary, and I couldn't think of anywhere better to go.
Bang, you're in. It'll be a romantic night for
just
two.
Just you, your wife, and Mick.
It'll be fantastic. I'll get you a room upstairs at one of the pubs. Which one are you coming to? New South Wales?
Yeah, mate, New South Wales.
See you at the Chippo. Okay, oh, here we go. Karen's on deck. Karen, what are you bringing?
Hi, Mick. Mick, you and I will get along superbly. I know. I love eating meat. I love drinking beer. I love having a pun on the horses. I love a good laugh. I don't have fake tits. I don't have fake lips. I think that's a plus.
Well, I think you're going well up until that point. Hey, we'll have fun.
Karen,
it'll be a lot. Karen,
you're
coming to our Newcastle show, which is, what is it, Dave? Yes. What pub's that?
That's the Mary Ellen Hotel in Newcastle next week.
Excellent. See you there, Karen. Merrick's on the line. Merrick, what are you bringing, mate?
I'm the Palmer connoisseur of Melbourne. So
are
I'm
you?
Yes, I am.
Well, what's your specialty?
Oh, I can rank how much meat to crumbing to the percentage of cheese and ham on top.
Very important.
Do you team the Palmer with the pot? Are you a pot and Palmer man?
Oh, definitely, especially when it's a pot and Palmer midweek deal. I'm there.
Mm. Well, bang, you're in. And by the way, slab of Brick Lane for you too. Oh. Take your pick. It's the One Love Pale Ale or the base lager.
You might mix it up.
Well, you can have a half and half.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Sounds good, Mary.
You'll be well-oiled on the night. Justin's on the line. Justin, you want to come along to my pub call, the Brick Lane pub call?
Wouldn't miss it for Queens, Mick.
All right. Tell us a bit about yourself.
All right. School teacher, sophisticated sense of humour, so much, Mick, that I thought the Mick Molloy show was a great show.
Oh, bang, you are
in.
On. You are a good sage
judge.
That's
who we want. That's
good...
the type of person you want at the party.
We'll have a couple of Brick Lanes together.
You
don't
will.
You worry about
time
that.
For one more?
Yes,
all
come
right.
On, let's do
come
it.
On, Jimmy. Tell us why you need to be at the having a beer with Mick.
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course, you need a good sailor with you. And as a good sailor, I can bring along plenty of good stories with me. We never let the truth get in the way of good war stories.
Wow.
I love the boys from the Navy.
Yes.
HMAS Darwin, Anzac Day off the coast of Dar es Salaam. I spent on the flight deck entertaining the troops. They were a great bunch.
Hey, Jimmy,
and,
who are you taking
along? You're welcome to my house any time.
I'm going to try and bring along my wife. Got to see if I convince her or not.
Oh, she'd love it.
Tell her to come along, mate.
Be there.
And whereabouts? She'll be coming to the Chippo, I believe. Mate, well done to everyone. All our callers today get a slab of Brick Lane, the finest beer in Australia, available in all, I think, Dan Murphy's. Particularly,
yes, and you've got to get in quick because it's flying off the shelves.
Flying
everyone.
Off the shelves. Liquorland, BWS, get involved.
Yep, you're a beer baron.
Yeah.
And for our listeners in South Australia and Western Australia, and those that can't get to a capital city or not close by, what you need to do is go on kennedymalloy.com.au and we're going to fly
you're coming.
Into one of these.
We're flying
shows
you
as well.
In.
Good luck. Thanks to Brick Lane, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
James is on the line. Now, James is a Colorado owner from Toowoomba. Am I right, James?
Yes, definitely.
And how did you get involved with the Colorado, mate?
Oh, I started to learn to drive in one. My parents had one and then loved it ever since, so I thought I'd get one myself.
Yeah, that's good parenting. Yes. Don't you think? You teach your kids definitely to drive and their parents.
Tell us about Toowoomba and living there.
Oh, it's really good. Good weather. Bit dry at the moment, though, unfortunately.
Well, that'd be good ute weather, though, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, lucky you got the ute.
Get out and about.
Yeah, definitely. Although it's always fun in the mud.
It's always fun in the mud.
You take it on the beach?
Yeah, definitely. So I was up in Townsville. Lived up there at the start of the year and definitely took it out on the beach there. It was always fun to do some doughies on the sand.
And now you're in Toowoomba. That'd be good in the mountains, right?
Yeah, definitely.
See, because that's the thing. When you're behind the wheel of the Holden Colorado, you can go, what will I do today? Doesn't beaches, matter. Mountains,
well, you rule
anything
the road
in between, I don't care.
You own the land, you rule the road.
You what's our station? We've got a station
we
in
We do indeed. The Darling Downs 864 Triple M. You got Lee for breakfast as well, so shout out for those people.
All right. Nice and one. You'd keep it tuned in to Triple M up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, always, yep.
You're behind the wheel of the Holden Colorado. You're listening to Triple M. You got dogs in the back. What are you doing?
Yeah, I got dogs in the back every now and again.
Yeah, good. Good to hear.
Take them down to the park. They love to run beside the car.
Mate, you are a happy chap. Well played.
Every day is an adventure.
Holden, Colorado. Oh, dear. I'm going to park them out the front of my pub gigs.
that's a great idea. You should.
Out the front.
Like in a formation or something.
Park Holden, Colorado is out the front full of slabs of bricklayers.
Oh, man.
And hot chicks.
And then get them to drive me home.
That's it. Good on
you. Good work, everybody.
Well done, James. We'll send you out a Kennedy Malloy prize pack for your Colorado as well. Thanks to Holden. Holden.com.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done and dusted for another day. Yeah. The topic du jour has been the minor birds.
Well, you've been complaining that the minor birds have got it in for you.
With it. They started it, Jane. They want a beef.
And
they've
I'm
got a
proud
beef
of them.
Michael's on the line. Michael, what do you know about these stupid Indian minor birds?
Well, apart from the fact there's far too many of them the fact that they are flying cane toads. But,
flying cane toads. Are you calling us from Brisbane?
From Brisbane, yes. And I do believe Bundaberg has a bounty on them at $2 a head delivered.
Oh, really?
Because,
I don't
Jane,
approve.
You do approve
I
because
do not.
They're a menace.
That's I don't like that.
What's going on in Bundaberg? We've got a station up there, don't we?
We do. 93.1 Triple M Bundaberg as well. That's not bad. $2 a minor bird.
$2 a minor
don't
bird.
Do you think Michael would want to come along and
hey,
have
Michael,
a beer with
you want to come along to one of my pub gigs?
Oh, that'd be brilliant if I could make it. Yeah, sure.
Oh, well, you can come to the Breakfast Creek Hotel, I believe it is, in Brisbane.
Okay.
That's going to be a cracking show. Hey, and anyway, a slab of Brick Lane coming your way for ringing in and being part of the show.
Well,
we appreciate it, buddy.
Thank
great,
you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, Jane Kennedy, we did How Dare You earlier
on
the
did
show today, and I'd like to do a late one if I could.
A late entry, go ahead.
To Cricket Australia.
Yeah.
And okay, everyone there, including including Kevin Robertson. You know, I George Bailey has just been announced.
Oh, what a great choice.
As the
Tasmanian George Bailey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Is it one of the selector? They're looking for one.
Better than me?
I
went and
you
spoke
did
to...
Well, you harassed almost.
We played it on last week's front row. You got it there? Here is me speaking to the head of Cricket Australia, applying for the job of selector.
Okay.
Ned Hardner. I suggest we bring back Steve Waugh. Yes.
Well, he's 55, but under the Duckworth Lewis system, he's 29. All right, batsman, bring back Booney.
Where have all the cubby cricketers gone? Well, man, there's nothing out there for little fat kids to shoot for now, is there?
Well, it's 9 slips. Yeah? We're going to leak a few runs, but nick it and you're gone. What are your thoughts on the reverse sweep?
Oh, we need more of it.
I'd like to ban it. Well, it's cricket's version of the broomstick putter, as far as I'm concerned. Talking about the cheating. Not that that goes on at test level.
All right, get the idea. Get
now,
there.
You didn't get the job.
I didn't get the job.
I think you're a bit busy to take it
on
myself.
Duke it out here for a while.
What we do have, though, is some tickets right now, 133353, for tomorrow night's on Channel 7, 8:30 studio audience to the front bar.
Oh, you've got the cricket
front bar. We're on nationally cricket show
give
tomorrow.
Us a ring.
It's a great show.
Ricky Ponting.
Oh, really?
Ricky Ponting and the great Doug Walters will be on.
My God.
We've got all bases covered. Where are we going tonight and with who?
We're going out to Matilda, which is Scotty's restaurant.
Oh, is that when we're going tonight?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Stop it.
We're about to go now.
And where's my present?
I'm a genuine 50-50.
You better come.
If you don't come, I'm going to come round to your house and get a minor bird and swoop you.
Russell Howcroft, Spencer, Adam Spencer tomorrow. for a Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.